We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Sports Talk here. Coach Nick Saltafamaggio. We're just going to call him Coach Salt from now on. That's what he goes by anyway. He's in the house. Sitting in with me here on Sports Talk. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Brett Favre wants to ban youth tackle football. Has he lost his mind or is he on point? Got a text here. It says, Coach sounds crazy. It isn't about learning how to protect yourself. It's about the kids who aren't going to play in college and beyond having long-term mental problems. Got a response for that?
Everybody's going to have an opinion about sure. It, buddy. I mean, I just go back to football. People talk about it in football because football is such a popular game in this country. You know, when the reality of it is ice hockey has way more concussion situations than you do in football. Wrestling, and I was a high school wrestler. They have a tremendous issue with concussions. The women's sports have tremendous issues with concussion. And right now,
women's soccer in particular.
Yeah. And right now World Cup's going on. I would like to challenge a parent who has a son or a daughter to play soccer to grab a soccer ball and just bounce it off their head for a minute. Just bounce it. And that soccer ball, if you've ever done that, you know how hard that soccer mm-hmm. ball is. Well, imagine it being kicked into your head. But again, football is very, very popular. I mean, heck, we're getting ready to see Friday night football, high school football, on national telecasts in about 6 weeks. And I just think because of that exposure, it's the sport that everybody identifies with as far as concussion and the type of protocols that you have to have. And football has been proactive with it. I mean, football, to my knowledge, is the only one that has a concussion protocol at the high school level. And I deal with high school football. So, you know, if I'm crazy because I don't know college or I don't know the NFL game, that's fine. I don't deal with that. But I know that we're very proactive. And when I say we, I mean high school coaches across the nation. And then we were talking off the air. I've been coaching for 38 years now. Let's say we've had 100 kids a year on a football team. That's 3,800 kids. We're not in double digits with concussions that I know about. And right now, you're going to know about it. If we have a kid come off the sideline and he's throwing up, our trainer, Sammy Taylor, or one of our doctors, Dr. Keith Malonso, they're going to check that kid out right away. And, we're very proactive in making sure our kids are healthy and they're doing the right things.
Did you have any kids with concussions last year?
We did not. We did not have a kid with a concussion last year.
And think about, so how many, if maybe I'm putting you on the spot here, how many, it's a lot to think about when you're addressing 80, 85 kids, right?
Right.
How many collisions were most of those kids involved in from practice through games?
Oh, hundreds, if not thousands. We've changed the way we practice a little bit, Christian. We've scaled back the heavy hitting. We actually take our full pads off right around the end of September. Number one, we've just gone through 8 weeks of really intense heat. Number two, we've had a very, very difficult conditioning summer. So we want to get our legs rested. But we really want to take advantage of not having full pads on because it teaches us to be a little bit more safe in what we're doing in the collision standpoint of football.
Blaine in Hanville. What's going on, Blaine? You're on WWL.
Hey, Coach, I just want to say thanks, and we're proud to have you at Hanville. I have a son entering ninth grade this year, and y'all doing an excellent job at coaching and putting safety first, and he's really enjoying himself, and I just want to say Hanville's lucky to have you, and we hope you stay around for a long time at Hanville.
I appreciate the kind words, buddy, and I plan on staying there until the day I can't stand anymore. I made a comment the other day. I'll know when it's time. I'll just walk out the back of the stadium, go into the swamp, and save my family money on having to bury me. But I truly, truly love Hanville High School and Hanville High School football. And if you've not been to a game at Hanville, whether you're a Hanville fan or not, I know Christian's covered it, and it's a special, special place. And I appreciate it.
I can validate that. I had a son that went there, didn't play football, but spent a little bit of my time out there, living out there, and I checked them out. I checked out the Tigers a few times, and it's a And there's a lot of unique environments, high school venues. Hanville's got an interesting one for sure, as many do. Neil Weiner, Dunham head football coach, joining us now. Derek Stingley, committing to LSU for the 2019 season. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, guys?
Good. You know, you're also talking to Coach Nick Saltafamaggio.
Coach Salt, how you doing, man? I think the last time I saw you, we were sitting on the couch with Lieber King.
That is correct, Coach. I'm doing well. I'm glad you're doing well, and congratulations on having a really, really great program. And a lot of guys don't know, he comes from pedigree now. His
Dale
dad
Weiner,
was
right?
a heck of a football
I
coach.
Remember covering his dad, Dale, at Catholic High, right?
Yes.
And that's I gravitated towards him because he ran the single wing spinner.
Right.
He ran that little spinning fullback, and when I was coaching youth football, that's the offense that I ran, so I was really fascinated. I even talked to your dad a few times about a couple of concepts and about that spinner. That was a thing to watch. Do you run that, Neil?
Oh, we do not. I've done it in the past. It's kind of a change-up, but no, we don't do it.
All right, so Derek Stingley committing to LSU 2019 is number one recruit in the country. What kind of player are the LSU Tigers getting there?
Well, you know, physically, obviously, he really stands out. You know, the defensive back at 6'1" and close to 200 pounds and still be able to run, you know, sub 4.440. Physically, there's not many better than him. But it's the kind of the intangible things, kind of the desire really to be a true student of the game that I think kind of separates him. You know, his dad is a defensive back coach, has coached at the professional level, and has really done a great job of training Derek up on knowing what to look for. And, you know, when we meet on Mondays as a team and start going over scouting reports, he's already got it memorized, and he could probably lead the room. So he's that kind of football player, and then you know, off the field, he's an outstanding student, really bright kid, over 3.8 GPA at a very rigorous academic school. So he's a total package.
Coach, I want to tell you, I really appreciated the way that he and you guys and the Dunham School went about doing it, you know, in a day and age where people are pulling hats out of bags and God only knows what, you know. You guys did it the right way, and I think, you know, that's a testament to the quality of person he is, the type of family he comes from, the type of environment that you have in your football program and at Dunham School. And again, to me, those are guys you win with. You know, you try to find a guy that wins. I ask those college coaches as they come through, and maybe you do the same thing. Where does the measurement of winning come into play when you're assessing somebody's ability? And I think he showed that yesterday.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He's first class in everything that he does. And boy, he's so fortunate to have a great mom and dad and family at home that really support him and have done a great job of raising him up. And you know, it is. It's a great environment at our school. We've got a great leadership. There's a great, you know, spirituality about the school. And we try to do everything with excellence. You know, Coach Salt would probably agree. You know, the good old days when a kid would tell a coach, hey, I'm coming to your school, and they'd end up signing in February, and that was it. That was wonderful. But the truth is now, with social media and so many different things going on, you know, there's more and more hoopla involved, and the way that Derek was able to do that and show a lot of class, show how much respect he has for his current school and his current teammates, and to be able to announce where he's going is really a credit to the young man.
Hanging out with Neil Weiner, Dunham head football coach Derek Stingley, Dunham cornerback, committing to LSU for 2019. He plans to be a December enrollee, I think. Is that right, Coach?
Yes, sir. He's working hard right now, taking lots of classes. He's got to get about four subjects done before we start school in August. So he's working hard to get it done.
Coach, I got Coach Nick Salt's opinion on this. I don't know if you saw this, but Brett Favre wants to ban youth football in the country. What's your reaction when you hear that, banning youth football?
Well, yeah, you know, I think that's probably an overreaction on things. I mean, certainly our coaches across the country are doing a great job now of really educating the kids they coach and the families that have players entrusted to them on understanding the importance of handling concussions the correct way. You know, back in the day, we just say somebody got their bell rung, and you know, we'd all laugh about how they wouldn't know what just happened on the previous play. And you know, now we certainly have a lot more respect and understanding of what's going on. And, you know, the truth is kids that are in youth sports are not consistently having long-term issues that are taking place if you've got men that that take a beating at the NFL level after multiple years of playing through college and high school, certainly there's a chance, more chance to have a concussion. But you know, there's more and more studies that come out. But if you actually look at the you know, the studies that are out there, you know, issues like suicide and depression and cognitive brain injuries and things like that are really more common in the non-student athletes than the actual student athletes across the NCAA. So I think that's probably a reaction. And certainly Brett Favre, who's just an incredible player and has always been an incredible ambassador of the game, he's coaching high school football right now. You know, I'm sure a lot of that stems from some of the injuries that he sustained and some of the issues that have come as a result of those injuries. But now certainly I think the way that our coaches are teaching the game now, it's safer than it's ever been.
Dunham head football coach Neil Weiner, thanks for the time. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for covering high school sports.
You bet. Good luck this year, all right?
Good luck, buddy.
All right, thank you. Same to you, Coach Salt.
All right, we'll step away and come back. More of your phone calls at 504-260-1870. Brett Favre wants to ban youth football, tackle football. Has he lost his mind, or is he on point? Where do you stand? Should we ban it? 504-260-1870, text 870-870. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.